Welcome to Hello Pine Knob, the podcast about everything that's going on at the historic entertainment amphitheater located in Independence Township, Michigan, just north of Detroit. I'm your host, Gary Graff, and in this third episode of our fourth season, we're shooting wide and bringing you memories from some of the performers who have played at Pine Knob over the years. Our first guest, however, is playing there this season, Weird Al Yankovic, the Grammy and Emmy Award-winning all-around entertainer who's best known for his parody songs, including Like a Surgeon, his take on Madonna's Like a Virgin, which turns 30 this year. Weird Al has also had hits with his parodies of songs by Michael Jackson, The Kinks, The Knack, Coolio, Eminem, Don McLean, Nirvana, and many more. Weird Al plays Pine Knob on July 2nd, his first show there in 8 years. It's part of Yankovic's Bigger and Weirder Tour, which is his first full-scale large venue show in 6 years.
There's parts of it that feel like, you know, getting back to my main job. I've been trying all sorts of different iterations of the tour, and this particular iteration is similar to the big tours we've done in the past, the difference being that our band is twice as big. But it is back, as you know, to the full production with props and costumes and the big LED video wall and all that. So parts of it feel familiar and parts of it feel like we're trying something new.
Something Weird Al says fans can count on, however, is hearing the songs they came for from his long history of recording.
The idea was, number one, to get back to playing the hits. So this tour is more of a big tent show. It's not only for the hardcore fans, it's for all the fans, anybody that's even casually interested in what I do. So I made sure that we're playing all the hits in this tour. But plus, I wanted to play some semi-deep cuts and some other, you know, some songs that weren't necessarily huge hits, but that I knew would sound good with an expanded band. A few songs that we're playing on this tour are songs that I've always wanted to play, but it was just too hard to pull off with a five-piece. So that was kind of the general idea. It's like I call it the best of both worlds because it's all the big hits, plus it's all these songs that fans have wanted me to play for a long time, but I just never was able to.
It's been quite some time since Dr. Demento first started playing Weird Al songs on his syndicated radio show. And thinking about those decades has given him some pause.
It still boggles my mind that I have a career, first of all. I mean, when I wrote some of these songs in the early 80s, I never thought that I'd be playing them, you know, 40 years later on stage. And that the audience would be, you know, bigger than they were back then. It's just hard for me to really piece that together in my head because, I never thought that I'd be lucky enough to be doing what I'm doing.
Weird Al has had 11 songs on the Billboard 100 chart, a record for comedy artists. His most recent album, Mandatory Fun from 2014, was the first comedy album ever to debut at number one on the Billboard 200 chart. Chalk the success up to understanding what might work at any given time.
When I do song parodies, I generally pick songs that are at the top of the charts and have, you know, you never know how long a song is going to stay popular. But I've had pretty good luck. I think I have a pretty good sense. I haven't always picked the best targets, but I think I generally had a pretty good track record.
Weird Al says Madonna was involved in a tacit way with Like a Surgeon.
The legend is that, you know, Madonna gave me the idea for the song, which she in a way did, you know, because she was talking to a friend of hers one day and wondered out loud, you know, when I was going to do Like a Surgeon. And her friend happened to know somebody that knew my manager. So it was a game of telephone. And it got back to me and I thought, oh, well, not a bad idea. But that song was actually written by Billy Steinberg and Tom Kelly. So I went to them for permission and got that. And that was the first single from the Dare to Be Stupid album. And that was fun to do. And the video was a blast to do. We found, maybe an actual hospital at one point, but it wasn't a hospital when we shot there. I think it was used mostly for TV and film production when they needed to shoot in a hospital. And that was just a wild day or two, just working with a live lion and working with a lot of the band, of course, and a lot of extras.
The parody that surprised him the most is White and Nerdy in 2006. The takeoff from Chamillionaire's Ridin' is Weird Al's only top 10 hit and platinum single.
White and Nerdy is probably the best example of that because that you know, that's my biggest hit to date. That was my only top 10 hit, my only platinum single. And I thought it would do well, obviously, or I wouldn't have released it. But I thought conceptually it was a lot similar to It's All About the Pentiums on a previous album. Covers the same kind of material conceptually. And I thought, well, this is another song like that. And, you know, I'm sure it'll do well, but, you know, who knows? So I was very happy to see that White and Nerdy far surpassed what It's All About the Pentiums did. I think maybe 2006 when it came out, I think that was sort of when nerd chic was cresting, maybe. I don't know. That seems like when people universally decided that nerds were actually okay.
So what's he up to next? You can ask Weird Al, but don't expect an answer.
That I actually cannot talk about. There are several things in various stages of pre-production or development, which may or may not happen. But the only thing I'm really allowed to talk about is the tour. But after that, fingers crossed, we'll see what happens. I'm sure I'll be writing parodies in the future, but I haven't really written a full-on song parody since Mandatory Fun came out 11 years ago. So it's been a while. And sort of the longer that I wait, the more pressure it is, like, oh, this is the first new parody in so many years, you know. It's hard to say what I'll do in the future. I'm certainly not drawing any lines in the sand, but I'm sort of more writing songs when they're for a project, whether it's for the biopic or it's a special request from somebody. But I've never been somebody that wakes up in the morning and has a cup of coffee and writes 10 songs. Like everything that I do is very calculated, and I spend a lot of time on it. And writing is not my favorite thing to do. I like performing. So which is why I've done a lot more tours than I have written new songs.
Once again, that's Weird Al Yankovic returning to Pine Knob at 8 p.m. on Wednesday, July 2nd, with Puddle's Pity Party opening. Moving on, we had the chance recently to talk with Chan Kinchla from the band Blues Traveler, which is performing July 11th at the Meadowbrook Amphitheater. But Blues Traveler has played several times at Pine Knob and brought its Traveling Horde Festival to the theater three times during the mid-90s. Chan told us about one particularly memorable stop during that run.
But we played Pine Knob with Horde many, many years. And one of the greatest memories I have is we one year had a hot air balloon out with us. And back in the 90s, you know, you didn't need permits for anything. And so we just had like this hot air balloon, and we would like send people up backstage. And it was just like this one guy with a rope, and up we'd go. And the Pine Knob gig, it was really windy, but we sent it up from backstage anyway. And I remember I was up there, and the wind was blowing really hard, and the poor guy was down below, and the balloon yaws out over the crowd. It's like I'm looking down at this crowd, and I'm looking back, and the guy's being lifted off the ground, and there's people like from all over running for the rope, trying to keep us, the band, from blowing away. So I have a fond memory of looking down at people panicking, and then the crowd looking up at me at Pine Knob. So thankfully, we got enough people on that rope to pull it back down.
Once again, Blues Traveler performs with Spin Doctors and the Gin Blossoms on July 11th at Meadowbrook. Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins is another fan of Pine Knob. The band has played there just twice, including a three-night stand with Lollapalooza in 1994, during which the Pumpkins pulled a fun prank on the crowd.
Yeah, that's the night where we had a guy come out in a wig, and I announced him as Bob Seger. And we did like a verse and a chorus of Night Moves. We dimmed the lights purposely so it was hard to see. And they literally wrote that Bob Seger came out. Because the guy doing the voice sounded like Bob Seger. So we literally got publicity that we brought Bob Seger out during Lollapalooza's show. So I think that's my most enduring memory. I love those places, you know. Outside of Chicago, we have Alpine Valley. And it always reminded me of one of those places. It's like, you get in your car on a summer night and you drive out in the middle of nowhere. And there it is, you know. It's like this place, you know, you go to see music, you know, and so whenever I see us pulling up on one of those places, you know, and Pine Knob is one of them, I always get excited because I just know that it's a destination spot. And if people are there, it's because they really want to hear music. You know, it's not one of these downtown easy to get to and people are leaving early, you know, to beat the traffic. It's like They're there because they want to see a show.
Corgan recently performed at St. Andrews Hall in Detroit and will be part of the All-Star Back to the Beginning Festival on July 5th in Birmingham, England, celebrating Black Sabbath and Ozzy Osbourne. The show, which gets underway at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, will be live streamed as well. Tickets are available via backtothebeginning.com. Also sharing fond memories of Pine Knob with us is John Oates, who as part of Hall & Oates played the theater 18 times between 1977 and 2021, including several multi-night runs.
I've always thought it was great. We had some of our best shows there. I mean, we were big in the Detroit area. It was a great market for us. We played the Masonic Hall. We played Cobo Hall. We played the big theater, the old theater when it was redone. Detroit was always like a sweet spot for us. I just know that the shows were great.
John Oates will be releasing a new solo album, simply called Oates, on August 29th. And that's it for this episode of Hello Pine Knob. Hello Pine Knob is produced by Ryan Anderson for Odyssey and is available wherever you get your podcasts or through the 313 Presents website. 313presents.com has all the information you need about concerts coming to Pine Knob, as well as other venues around the metro area. I'm Gary Graff. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you out on the Hill.